Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is our Street Smart Spirituality Hour. We apologize for the delay, and we want to thank you all for joining us today. We have got a powerhouse show for you, and I want to tell you right out of the gate that this is a call-in show. You are going to be blown away by my guest today. This is a call-in show. We're going to be doing readings throughout the show, and I want to make sure that everyone knows right here on BBS Radio that we're going to take your call. My guest today is Kerry O'Connor, internationally known psychic medium who has a unique and pioneering approach. She can read energy, read the energy field, and more importantly, get in touch with the vibration that many of us do not connect with. I want to just give you a sense of what she is known for, actually globally known. She is an amazing individual, clairvoyant master, intuitive teacher, master medium. She connects each and every one of us with our loved ones who have crossed over. Kerry is a soul decoder. She reads our energy field like someone reads a book. And you are going to experience this today on the show. So I hope you're ready, and I hope you have the phone numbers, because if you don't, here it is, 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227. We're going to come right out of the gate with conversation with Kerry, and we're taking your calls now. The lines are open for readings. If you have something to release, if you need to get rid of an old block, if you need to get in touch with your life's purpose, if you want to learn how to manifest your dreams, if you want to clear out that energy, that stuff that's getting in our way, this is the show to do it. Kerry O'Connor is a very, very, very fascinating approach to connecting us with our greater good. Kerry, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Thank you, Pat. It's wonderful to be here. I'm excited to be here.
It's exciting to have you here. And as I said before, we have opened up the phone lines, 877-876-5227, and I know that there are people waiting to call in because we've been receiving emails for about a week about this.
Wonderful.
And, Kerry, we have people already calling in. I'm not even going to get to chat with you. Let's say we go right to the phone.
All right.
Okay, who do we have there?
I'm Leah.
Hi, Hello. Who's calling in?
My name's Leah.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
Leah, L-E-A-H.
Hey, Leah, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Pat. I listen to you every day.
Thank you so much. Well, I want to introduce you to Kerry. Are you ready?
Yes. Hi, Kerry.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great.
Do you have
I'm good.
A direct question that you'd like to ask me?
Yeah. I just seem to be, you know, many things are on track for me, and I'm feeling very centered in a lot of ways, but I'm always in tumultuous relationship issues, whether it's my son or my partner, and I'm just wondering if that's past life stuff or what I'm supposed to be doing with this.
Okay. Perfect, Leah. It's a perfect time to ask that question. A lot of people are going through a lot of relationship stuff, so we're going to be answering this for tons of people. When I'm looking at your second chakra has to do with finances, creativity, and sexuality. Your third chakra looks like it's 7 months pregnant, blocking the energy of the second chakra. Again, that has to do with finances, and it's twisted over onto the left side. So what does that mean? That means the left side is the feminine energy and how we hold the feminine energy. And when something's twisted, the energy can't go through. And so when the energy can't go through, it comes out as far as with relationships. But this is the year for cleaning up relationships. My guides are telling me 2 of 7 is all about relationships and all in bringing the relationships up into the light. So think of family members, ascended masters coming in to, as far as helping us rewire and get rid of the old junk. When I'm looking as far as in the energy field, when I look back on mom's side of the energy, mom's grandmother, your grandmother's coming on your mom's side of the family, there's a subconscious pattern of putting your head down or putting a blind eye, your left eye, down to looking at people's patterns and also giving too much to yourself. And so think of all of this as balancing yourself out and balancing the energy out. And there's a part that you have that natural teacher, helper, healer in you. So there's a part where you give or overextend yourself. Think of that as the pregnancy part. But this is where all is not lost. Think of this as a wonderful opportunity to turn things around, especially I'm seeing things coming up to a head in the beginning of April. And so think of this as a perfect time to iron things out. And this is all about really paying attention to that first and second chakra. Think of it as under reconstruction into the of releasing old pains. When I see a cyst on a chakra, that means that it really comes in with old pains. It also is past life stuff, and also it has a charge to it. And so you leak energy to the past life where there's, I keep on seeing swords. So think of part of your energy on the left side is used to. We can get addicted to the adrenals of fighting, and we don't even realize how we can get addicted to it. And so think of that, the lower chakras, all of our addictions also. But Leah, when you bring it, first of all, awareness is the key, and so you're aware of that. You're 53, more than 50% of the way there. Also really looking at how you hold the left side of your energy, how you view yourself as a female, reviewing the family history as far as the females think they had to be in service of men, did they not use their voice, and also this is where you're breaking generational patterns, because the grandmother says that she has pride in you, that you're reviewing stuff, and it's a big picture, like if you're an observer, and especially notice it with partner and with male, if you were saw your life going on and you were like watching it as a movie, what would you tell the person? Speak up, get out of there, stand up for yourself. Do that. Look at your whole life in a broad way, because this is the next 3 months. There's a time for where your grandmother showed me as far as August, the peaceful parting of the seas, and it doesn't mean parting of the partner. It's like where you really feel like you're in control of the energy, much more balanced, in that there's a part where you're saying, I don't want it. I don't like the feeling of that energy, of the fighting, of that addiction feeling, of the chaos. I prefer peace over chaos, and there's a part, again, that there's a charge on that female side. So part of your energy sense, when I'm looking at your root chakra, since you were 2 to 4 years old, there you kind of got used to that energy in the house. So this is where you're cleaning that up, and this is where you balance yourself out. It's also you're teaching your partner and your son a different energy signature. So think them up. You're bringing yourself up. So think of it as you're going up to the fourth elevator of more joy, more peace, more connected, staying in balance, using your voice, and that you're inviting them to come up with you. And so you're not going back down there, because that's exhausting. It's the adrenals, cortisol, the thyroid, and so all of those kind of issues. And I'm not talking about cancer. I'm talking about stress here. So being able to stay up in that fourth level, the elevator, and really starting to think of yourself as a cocoon where you're like a baby putting your head out. Your shoulders are getting caught up here, and you're tired of your shoulders getting caught up. Right now, we're twisting it out. You, again, rebirthing yourself, and you are reteaching people how to treat you. And this is a generational pattern thing. And so think of that. When we have the support from our family members, it's not a job for the weak, it's a job of the warrior, but you've been really revving yourself up to bringing this up to a head, to have completion and having things ironed out with this, especially the last 3 years, going back into the last 3 weeks, but really feeling that peace in as far as August, and this is you're really clearing the relationship. So that's a wonderful thing.
Thank you so much, and you know, my grandmother's always been with me, so it's amazing that you picked up on that.
Oh, yeah, she comes in real strong.
Oh, well, God bless you.
The number's 888, because she likes to come in as 888. Also, when you see eights in there, you see three eights in there, you're off balance. It's her saying, think of infinity eights as balance. And so she is really comes in as far as the support, because she sees things a lot differently. So she calls you the warrior, and she wants, and she's helping you with that posture. You're going to do a fine job. You're going to feel the peace. You're going to realize you haven't had a full breath since you were 3 years old. It's like full lungs filled with oxygen, and that feels good. It's a life-affirming, and then you want more of that, and that keeps on you. That's the addiction. You become, passion replaces any kind of addictive adrenal kind of high, and so she's congratulating you.
You cannot be more than 100% right, including the three-year-old mark. Wow. Well,
yeah,
God bless
yeah.
you, and thank you so very much.
Wow, thank you.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah, it's awesome. And, Leo, you know what I want to say is Carrie's website. Check it out. It's
awesome. I will.
And you're going to be hearing more of Carrie. She's going to be on some of my other shows. So if you listen to me every day, then you know that we're going to be bringing her back here, because the work that she does is just blowing all of us away. Her website is KerrieO'Connor.com, KerrieE, O'Connor.com.
OConnor?
Yes, OConnor.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great one. So see you.
Shalom.
See you back tomorrow on the air.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Carrie, thank you again for joining the show. I knew we wouldn't have a minute for you and I to chat. I want to remind everyone the phone lines are open, and we want to make sure that you all have the number here to give us a shout at bbsradio.com. As I said before, this is a fabulous show today. Carrie O'Connor, as you've heard me talk about her for weeks, is not only joining us on this show, but she's joining us on several other shows. The toll-free number right now to call in and have an amazing reading, you just heard what Carrie did with Leah, is 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227. Carrie, how the heck are you?
I'm doing very well, Pat. I love talking to you. I love your energy. I love what you stand for, your purpose. I love your shiny energy. You really stand in your core, Pat.
Well, thank you so much. And I don't know that you and I are going to have much time to chat because I hear that we have another caller on. Let's
Wonderful.
Go to the phones. Who do we have online?
This is Seattle, and it's Sandra.
Sandy from Seattle, how are you today?
I'm just fine. How are you?
I'm great. Let me introduce you to Carrie O'Connor.
Okay. Hello, Carrie.
Hi, Sandra. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Great. Do you get anything cold, or do you want me to ask a question?
Whatever. It doesn't matter to me.
Okay, I'd rather have it cold.
Okay, good. All right. What I'm looking at, are you familiar with the chakra system, Sandra?
Yes.
Okay, good. When I'm looking at your energy field, you're rewiring the whole right side of the energy field. That's the male energy. That's the stepping into your power. And also, I'm going back to that. I want you to review I as in your guides, and also I'm seeing a father figure stepping in as far as father, and also I'm seeing a godfather energy coming in, also seeing paternal grandfather. So when I see all the fathers lining up, including grandfather that you didn't meet before as far as great-grandfather, when I see the men coming in, that shows me generational pattern that they're here to help you with as far as support. And also when I see an olive branch, and especially when I go back to the four weeks, four months, and pay attention to seeing a lot of 444s because that's the men coming in again to have support. Also, what the men, the father's talking about is feeling when I'm looking at your throat chakra, when I see a cowl kind of tied up in knots. It's releasing a lot of releasing with the throat chakra. And also, Sandra, part of your energy since you're 4 years old, you used to pulling yourself up by your own bootstraps. That's the whole right side of the energy of being able to expand and feeling is supported and being able to ask for help. There's a part of you that I'll do it myself, and by 4 years old, you really learned that you had a lot of responsibility. You're a very old soul, and sometimes part of old souls that people feel their energy as older than biologically, and so there's a part that the dads are recognizing that they didn't really see you as far as looking at your whole color. So when we go over there, we see things differently. The olive branches, sorry, have an accountability for behavior and seeing that they want you to know that they truly see you now, and they want to be, again, more supportive because they lacked in support. And also when I'm seeing the great-grandfather coming in, what I read around the world energetically, there's a when I see that the great-grandfather comes in and has a big move. So energetically, it takes three generations for us to feel grounded and rooted. And what I see consistently with that is that somebody came over from a different country and or made a big move. So on the energy world, in your family, you're the first generation. And what I see consistently is that coming from the that kind of background is that people can have a tendency of where dad's family has root problems, as far as problems in the root chakra, which even goes to skeletal back, feeling supported and not having a natural trust with people, not being in a paranoid way, but a very tribal energy where they kind of keep their cards close to the chest. And this is what, again, I read consistently around the world. It's actually fascinating. So there's a part where you're first generation on the energetic level, and there's a real clearing out. I'm seeing the grandmother coming in as far as paternal. She also shows me a nice to meet you, so that means to me that she died when you were very young, and or that you could have not known her. And also she's showing a distance as far as that she could have been physically distant. And also she wants to recognize a Heidi, a Heather, a strong female H name, in that she comes in and she's offering you a piece of olive, a dove's piece, and putting that in your heart. So she wants to come in offering that nurturing of peace of mind, peace of heart. The guides are offering to support. And again, clearing out, feng shuiing, physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and especially when you're feeling shaky. And also, I'm seeing the father saying, just do it. When I see a Nike commercial with white sneakers, it's time where you've been doing a lot of preparing. Also, I'm seeing as far as a book in your heart, so writing a book, journaling to some sort of
the writer, you're starting to, as far as your voice on the throat chakra unwraps, you'll see your own natural creative gifts. You have that, you're very intuitive yourself, and there's a part of trusting the messages with this. And as far as when you open up the throat chakra, again, I keep on wanting to do infinity eighths over your throat. There's a book coming out. Did you already publish books, or did you dream about writing it with yourself, Sandra?
I'm drawn to that, and in school and college, they've told
Good.
Me that I can sell
Good.
My
Well, think that they're coming in as far as support with this. And a lot of times, if we look in our history, that as far as being drawn to that, you described that perfectly. So when we cut off in the throat chakra and not feeling supported, then we kind of put ourselves on the shelf. This is where I can't emphasize, I don't want to get too personal because I know that this is all around the world. They really want to emphasize the last 4 years in all the corners of your house. That's how you view yourself, self-esteem, self-worth, personal relationships, home and family, job, career, money, because you're really clearing things out. And also when I hear the song All By Myself, there's a part where that four-year-old feels like she's doing stuff all by herself, and there is one where that's you're learning to be able to ask for support, because there's a part of you naturally would do it yourself. And so you're releasing that balance, and that also goes back to any kind of writing journal. But when I see a book in the heart, there's a natural writer for you that is coming out and for you, and it has such a beautiful energy, healing energy with you. So we can't encourage you enough to start the journaling. That also opens up as far as the next 4 days, 4 weeks, 4 months, as far as having a real new beginning feeling. Also, they keep on talking about smells underneath your nose, as far as sensitivity with smell, also really blowing open your intuition. And also think about what Dad's side of the family talk about is themes of trust and not trusting, and that goes back to really have an intuitive stuff in the hips, like I should change job, I should change relationship, and then the family members wouldn't do it because they didn't totally trust that they would feel totally grounded and supported. So they had missed opportunities. So think of them coming in to make sure that you don't have missed any opportunities in any department, home and family, job, all of that opportunities. They want you to catch those opportunities. That's breaking generational patterns, because the dads are saying that they missed them. So think about how their support also, I'm seeing that like a father-in-law's energy, but I'm seeing that there's a displacement in the back, so that could be from an ex-father-in-law. It doesn't have to be a traditional marriage, but it's a committed relation of some kind. He steps forward. He looks like he smoked in the past, so pay attention to smelling cigarettes, and there's no cigarettes around because you're collecting the people. Think of that they're coming. You're part of your energy is like a lighthouse sending out light signals, and when people see that on the other side, they know that you have mediumship skills yourself, that you're sharpening again, especially when you're opening throat chakra, and so you're going to feel that support. Start the journaling, and also it could really, you could be very surprised where it could take you, and also that goes into softening the house of the self, where the grandmother says that you can be very hard on yourself, and so part of that is like when I see a whipping yourself, that you could notice the coulda, shoulda, wouldas, and hard on yourself, you just kind of put that away, and just look at have a softening with yourself, where people start saying to you, what did you do different with your hair? Did you lose weight? That color looks good in you. All of that is having you feel supported enough to let your colors shine. It's a wonderful thing.
Excellent.
Hard work you've been doing for the last 4 years.
Excuse me?
You've been doing a lot of hard work, physically,
yes,
mentally, emotionally, spiritually, for the last 4 years, and I know that you've been doing this a lot by yourself, and a lot of people, you keep your cards close to your chest, so people don't know how much you could be under stress and stuff, and it's not that you're secretive or hiding, it's just that's the way you hold your energy, and this is where that's where they keep on talking about support and wanting to be supportive, and sorry where they weren't supportive, and that they can see you and they want to encourage how beautiful you are. And again, there's a whole softening with this, and the writing is going to really bring out the angel in you. And they also wanted to recognize the angel, Angelina, Angela, or they want to recognize the angel. Also, they're bringing in a spirit daughter and a spirit girl around you, so that means to me it's miscarriage, abortion. It's in and around your energy. That doesn't mean necessarily your experience, but it could be somebody female in the family, sister, sister-in-law. Dad wants to recognize that, and also they want to recognize the Gina, it's the Gina, kind of Tina kind of name, and also pay attention to October. He wants to recognize birthday, anniversary, as far as, and that also could be when somebody dies, as far as October, and also he's talking about 17th of a month, but not as far as, and actually he goes into December, so pay attention to December 17th when I see fireworks with that. That's good opportunities. If I'd make sure that I'm out at, if you're invited to a party, go. If you're that good, fireworks are good opportunities. Not, and they're going to make sure that you don't miss opportunities.
Oh, excellent.
Okay.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
You're
welcome, great.
Sandra.
Okay. God bless.
God bless,
God
Sandra.
Bless.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to just let everyone know that you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. My very special guest today, Carrie O'Connor, and I want to absolutely make sure
that I let you know about her website, because you're going to want to see all of the amazing things that she's doing. Sign up for the newsletter and check out some of the services, her calendar of events, www.kerrieoconnor.com, K-E-R-R-I-E, O-Connor.com, O-C-O-N-N-O-R.com. Check it out. And, Kerrie, you know, this is fabulous. I so love connecting with you. But we're not going to get much time. We'll have girlfriend time later.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's go to the phones. I know we have another caller calling in. Who do we have on the line tonight?
My name is Linda.
Hi, Linda. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. And girlfriends are very important, you know, Dr. Pat.
I do know that. I do. Let me introduce you to one of my girlfriends, Kerrie O'Connor.
Glad to meet you, Kerrie.
Hi, glad to meet you too, Linda. Do you have a direct question you want to?
You know, there is so much. So
yes.
Can I just let you go for it?
Okay. When you're saying so much, it's like I could go on for a couple hours. So what
I know.
You're going to do when I see the character peanuts with the pig pen where there's a lot of clouds all over you, think of that the ladies are coming in first, and this is paternal grand, and you're even having the great-grandmothers come in, and there's a maternal great-grandmother that says that she met you or guide you. She also wants to recognize Elizabeth and Lizzie. And actually, it's interesting because then I heard Lizzie Borden take an axe, hit some mother 40 wax, and she's kind of singing that, and at first it kind of shocked me. And she's, when I see tongue-in-cheek, that means she's joking. Not that that's a tragic thing, was funny, but part of her comes in as far as wanting to, twisted humor, weird humor, going back into the clearing out. Think of the ladies bringing in she goes back to twisted fate, so twisted fate, going back to, think of snowblowers clearing out that clouded energy, because what is she showing me is that there's a part where you could have felt very different in the family, like almost like my adopted or feeling, I call it the 100-watt light bulb in the 50 to 75-watt family, and also like the circle energy trying to fit in a square. So think that this is, and I want to go back to even 10 years with you, but the last 7 in particular, and they go back to the last 7 months, 7 weeks, 7 days, and also pay attention with the ladies coming in as far as the next 7 days, 7 weeks, 7 months, and pay attention to being a lot of 7s. But also what they're showing with you is pay attention to master numbers, 10, 10, 11, 11, 12, 12, because sometimes when we have so much stuff going on in every single department, and that's home and family, how you see yourself, the first place I want to go to as far as I guiding you and being the bridge for your guides is your the you corner, so how you see yourself, self-esteem, all of that. And I'm also seeing your right side, the left side of your heart shut down as far as in a protective mode, and that's also how we see ourselves as a female. And also I'm seeing the third chakra really stepped on, and so that's, and I'm seeing a male boot, so that's male energy coming in, and you're very sensitive, so it doesn't mean physical people have to physically step on you, but it's like a welcome mat energy where you come in as far as why can't everybody be nice, kind of ahead of your times, experiencing that what people would naturally not feel for another person. They kind of like a, not naive, it's, I have the same energy. I'm optimistic. I don't think that, of course you would help a friend, and of course you would never stab anybody in the back, and I get shocked even when I'm 45 years old when people do that, and I'm sharing that with you because I'm seeing my face over your face. So there's a part of your energy that you're tired of saying, I can't believe that, I can't believe that, and that causes, again, the fog. So going back to the you corner, as you're clearing the fog out, you are really rearranging the heart energy and opening up that left side of the heart. It really goes over to those other corners, and that's job, career, money. Also, the grandmothers are showing me as far as a tight fist, as far as feeling like money could be coming in and out, and she also wants to know money stuff is going to take care of itself. The biggest department is the first corner to go to is, again, is you. You're clearing out the thought patterns of the coulda, shoulda, woulda. And also when you feel your head go into the awful, awfuls, literally stamp your right foot down and feel like you're pulling a tube back, because what you're doing is you're stopping the energy frequency from going down to those places where we feel like we're banging our head against cement, because your frequency, again, is very high. And so when we get caught in the condition of waters, it's more fog, so then we can't hear the piece, and because you're missing intuitive information yourself, or it feels like the static rate, the radio's staticky. So this is where when you reach the peace part and do infinity eights over the heart, you're connecting that feminine energy and that male energy, you'll be able to feel the support, and then the clouds will go away, and then you'll be able to see crystal clear where you need some clearing out. And also when I hear the Jefferson song as far as moving on up, think of that. All of the last 10 to 7 years, but again, this I'm feeling a condensed period over the last 7 months. It's going to be making sense to you as far as sometimes we have to go the light at the end of the tunnel, the like the dark night of the soul, the swing of the pendulum where we go around the corner where it could feel unknown, but then as soon as we go there, a lot of things make sense, and that's what you're stepping into, especially in July, because I keep on wanting to emphasize that, and they're even saying happy birthday, July, but I'm seeing it's not a physical birthday, it's more of a rebirthing period. And also, when I hear the song All By Myself, pick up the phone and call people that are supportive of you, because this part where that's what the grandmother's saying, and that this is an ironing out period over the next 7 months. And again, I'm hearing you say, aha, yes, I got it. Like really getting huge recognition as far as generational patterns that are unplugged from. And when we do that, I can't emphasize how much energy that we put back in our physical, mental, spiritual, emotional bodies. Our whole view in life changes. And that's what you're, think of the bionic woman under reconstruction. They also want to recognize a Jimmy and a James. And they're bringing in the knight in shining armor. And your grandmother's kind of giggling with this. And there's a part, the one that sang with the Lizzie Borden thing. And I want to be clear with that part of her. She was just talking about she could say stuff inappropriately at times. She didn't think of people's reactions, and part of you is like, where am I from Mars family? And so think again that this, the knight in shining armor energy is more like a guide coming in, but he calls himself James, and he's going to make himself known to pay attention to the numbers 222, and also they're showing me big hawks, so pay attention to big birds, and that he comes in as far as a guide connection to you as far as feeling the support, and again getting those clouds out, and then you're able to fine-tune your radio signals as far as getting rid of clearing those other doorways out as far as career, money, and those clearing the closets out physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. It goes back to you. This is a huge growth period for you, but you can do it. If you're right at the edge, it's better to push yourself out than staying in the clouds.
That's heavy. Thank you very much. I see it so right on. So thank you very much, Gary.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I just wanted to say to you that you're not alone. I just feel like I just want to say that to you. You're not alone.
Thank you.
There's so many people out. You can find different chat rooms and stuff because you have such a beautiful energy, and I know things have not been easy for you, and you're not alone, and there's a real rebirthing period where you're going to find that the energy is coming down, supports you, and you could feel you're going to be feeling better than you ever have in your life, and having huge ahas of just understanding why things had to be kind of hard in the beginning, but it makes time for peace, and then you have longevity with that. Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And the hawk is
so
right
much.
On. That's my totem, my dear. Yeah, it is. Okay. Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Have a good evening.
Thank you
so much. I want to remind everyone, you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm here with Carrie O'Connor. As I've been letting you know, we have opened the phone lines up for each and every one of you to call in and experience an amazing session with Carrie O'Connor. You know, Carrie, how would you describe your work?
I call it like a holistic reading. When I look at anybody, Pat, I see beyond their physical body. So I see their Akashic records in their energy field hold every single experience. That's everything that we've experienced in this incarnation and other incarnations. And as a healer, I purposely go for the spots that can be blocked and twisted. So, or not receiving enough energy. So that's in it. Everyone, I'm a story reader is what it is. And your energy field is a story. So I feel it's a sacred privilege to be able to look in somebody's energy field and bring out the highest potential for them. And so everybody has a story, and I'm a storyteller.
I absolutely love listening to you. I could probably listen to you for days. It's amazing to me. And while you're doing this, I'm sort of mesmerized by the energy of it, and maybe after we take this caller, we can talk a little bit about that. We do have a caller on the line. Who's calling in? Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you so much. My name is Deborah. I'm calling from California.
Hi, Deborah. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Carrie, for what you're doing. It's just incredible. I have been listening, and I'm in awe, so thank you.
Oh, well, thank you, Deborah. Do you have a question that you would like to have me direct you in some direction?
Yes, please. I'll see if I can formulate it. I am a musician and also in the alternative healing field, and
yes.
I feel like I want to focus on my music more, but
yes.
The two are related.
Yes.
And
yes.
Part of my own personal growth has been to clear so that I can actually sing, where before I couldn't even open up
mm-hmm.
enough to sing.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm wondering, I feel like I want to focus on music, and how could I open up even farther as far as singing and also writing my own songs?
Okay, perfect. Think of, it's fascinating. I love the energy, the audience of BBS. There's a lot of people that, I call it the 100-watt light bulbs born in the 50-watt world, but the world is raising their vibration, so you have to be really feeling the energy of this. And also what I'm seeing, building the bridge of sound healing, using your voice as a sound healer, it's all about vibration. You come in with huge vibration. Think of it that you're tuning yourself into the 1,000 watts. And also it's interesting because when I'm looking at your energy, I look in the back where I call the God's mouth. So it's the back of your neck. And when I see a block over that, there's been, and part of this comes into past lives, and usually during first readings, I don't get directly into past lives unless I'm directed. I'm getting directed to this. But think of that you came in with this block, but part of it was to show, not have your light, that 1,000 watts, be shown at, because you've had many incarnations of being burned at the stake for your being called a witch. You've been hung at the throat, you're hung by the neck, you chopped off of the head. So you've had the experiences as far as not the most pleasant when you go out on stage, and so there could be a real charge as far as that's why there was terror right down to your bones as far as being able to go out on stage in any kind of stage, small stage between 2 people or hundreds of people. So this is where huge step as far as you releasing the charge from that. So what we're doing is taking the energy away from that and taking, think of washing any kind of residual energy that has to do with past trauma that has you, wants to pull back. And also, I keep on seeing the bridging of the energy. And it's interesting because I'm hearing high guides come in, and the guides come in with, a very high-pitched sounds. And are you making, are you familiar with light language?
I feel like I am. I'm not sure what you're meaning
okay.
Right now.
Light language is a form of healing where, look up at light language, and it can sound kind of, there's very few light language people around the world, and they sing the very high pitches. Think of in the Bible, the first thing that said first there was sound. And so they're able to channel very high frequencies, and I'm going to imitate it, and it kind of sounds kind of weird. It sounds kind of, and sometimes people react really strong to it because it can sound kind of off, but what I see it does to the energy field, it recalibrates because it is such a high frequency energy that it doesn't sound like words, but it says profound. And so any kind, you get into light language or email my office, and I will give you some light language links that you could hook up to, and that would be really helpful as far as your getting rid of any, again, residual blocks. And
thank
also
you.
Bridging into, don't be surprised, when I first started hearing the light language, I used to talk with that way to my kids to get them to not, if I didn't want them to do something. And so there's a part of light language in all of us, but I'm seeing that you, especially with you have a history of this. And also paying attention to seeing very odd symbols and hieroglyphics, because you're in a real, what I call, a downloading mode. And so when we're in a downloading mode, we could feel super sensitive, we could feel kind of confused, we could kind of feel a little bit shaky, but all of this is going to pass and you're on solid ground. And also I'm seeing the bottom of your feet really anchoring into the earth and feeling supported in the pulse of the earth as far as now it's time for you to go out on the stage. And again, blending the sound healing, and also I keep on seeing acupuncturist, and so think of that, your song even follows the meridians, and so you might not be a physical acupuncturist, but the healing in your song goes and clears out meridians. And so think of the biggest triumph that you've done is to get on the stage. This is going to continue, and when I see the world behind somebody's energy field, it's the world is ready for this, the world is open to this, the world is wants to hear your unique signature, and so the world is your stage. And so think that the most important thing you're doing now is clearing all the blocks to have to be the world is your stage. And then when you pull that that energy going out of your heart of the passion, it electromagnetically pulls in people and opportunities. So pay attention, especially over the next month and a half, year and a half, of people coming in to support your work as far as here, we'd love to hear you over here. And if you feel a little hesitant or you think you're not ready, just realize that that's this little child saboteur, and go do it anyway, because it's just going to have you open doors, or it's going to lead you to one place to another and to another, and it's really going to bring you out a lot faster than you ever thought.
but the timing is now. So it's time to think of the earth is ready for you, you're ready for you, and a lot of times we have to hold that template in our energy field, and that's really, it's like going back to our original blueprints. It's then we can feel totally all the blocks are gone, so we can bring that energy out, and we act like a tuning fork. That's your job, like sole purpose, is attuning and tuning people, and that is a sacred job. And so think of filling in the blueprints of your job, and that's in itself going to draw the people to support it.
Great
job. Good job. It's great to do a get paid and do your paid many ways, physically, yes, mentally, emotionally, and doing your passion and doing it so well.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling
Thank
in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow, I'm looking forward to hearing back from all of these folks we're talking with today, Carrie, because, you know, each and every one of them sounds like they're at this place in their lives where they're almost like, if we could look at it in terms of inches away from just creative, explosive things. Exactly. And you know what, Pat, I love to do, because every single thing that we do, every in the front fibers in front of us, the 2 feet in front of us, I'm just going to keep it simple, we put our hopes and dreams in our highest potentials, and also we could put our worst nightmares there, like our worst fears, that's going to happen. The more we're aligned and bring in the high-frequency energy, the more we are, spirit is saying, what is your highest purpose? And so we're being answered, and so our highest potentials are being connected to, and so the more we have the energy to, it's like connect the dots, the more we plug into the energy, the more opportunities like magnetically seem to come into our energy field, and it's actually a very quantum physics, you magnetically pull them in, and so that's where we want them to have their highest potential and go for it. It's a huge awakening up here for so many people. It's very exciting.
It's very exciting, and I know we've got a caller that is waiting to be excited with us as well. Who do we have on the line today?
Susan,
welcome to the show. Let me introduce you to my friend Carrie O'Connor.
Hi.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
Very good, thank you. I'm calling. I would just like what you see in regards to my calling and my work. I feel like something big is shifting.
Okay. You know what's interesting is that Dr. Pat and I were just talking about that. So many people are feeling divine purpose. So many people are getting cellularly woken up. It is so exciting. And you're, Susan, are one of those people. And of feeling where I see as far as the pay attention to the last 8 years, 8 months, 8 days, and I'm seeing 888s. And actually all grandparents come in for a fast. I'm also seeing what looks like a father-in-law, but it could be ex-father-in-law coming in too. And I feel like that you do not meet him. And also they're calling out to a Peter, and they're making like a joke of Peter, pumpkin eater. So they come in with white energy. And also there's a part where, especially in dad's side of the family, that they felt I'm seeing symbolic chains and weighed down, so they could felt like that they did not only have not opportunities, but they also felt like life was like heavy, and we had to struggle through here. So here you're breaking a generational pattern. So think of, on one level, you getting rid of any residual parts of any chains that we can have in our energy field, because we inherit those patterns from our family, is a very big move in the first place on one level. And then also when I'm looking into your heart's desires, you have the natural teacher, helper, healer. You also are stepping into when I'm looking at energy fields, very high blues and purples. So that's the very high teacher, helper, healer. And what is a high teacher? It's like priestess energy. It's very old soul, and part of, think of the clearer energy field is the more we can connect into hearing the messages within our energy field that have the times in other lifetimes where we were a priestess, where we did healing, where we did herbs, all of that kind of stuff. And so I'm seeing that you're realigning, just like what I was talking about the other caller, and a lot of the callers tonight, it's like our energy field has to be prepped for us to take the energy in to give birth to it, and then it's a shiny symbol, sign out to the universe, and the universe creator answers back to us. Clearer the message, the clearer the faster we get the results. When I'm looking as far as with the heart's energies, it's what you're anchoring in your feet and your legs to when it feels something big, that it doesn't feel like an earthquake on that right side, which is the male side, where I'm looking at you at 5 to 7 years old, where, and actually I'm hearing pain in my neck. Do you get pain in your neck too? Pay attention when you get pain in the neck, especially on your left side. It's where you're feeling pulls of people's energy that doesn't even have to be family related. It's like you're very sensitive to energy, even going to stores and stuff like that to kind of pull on you. But think of every time that you feel this pull and you're able to realign yourself, you're able to it's able to help you stay on track again, and that goes back to, I'm seeing a stage coming out, and so you're going into your stage of your expression as far as what you want to do, and it's anything in the teaching healing, but you also have a very business head, that the yellow white energy is own business, and in a business kind of head more than you think that you could have. And also going back to the last 8 months, what have you been, having kind of a lot of dreams and going up and down as far as feeling very expanded at one period and then feeling kind of confused another?
Very, like everything is changing inside of me.
Yes. And,
I'll feel very sharp, and then there'll be like this heavy weight, like old stuff.
Exactly.
Shift, and like living in two different worlds.
Exactly. And you know, because where I saw most of the movement is what I call the star seed, and what that is underneath the heart chakra, is above the third chakra, and it connects us to our multidimensional self. So think of it, and I want to keep it simple because I think it can be simple, is that we're, it's our angel self, and so you're really opening that part, and when somebody's doing that, they can be really feeling the angel expand itself, and then the next second they could be feeling, how can I fit into that physical body? So you're really doing that expansion, like think of your arms going way out, and then you go back into the physical body, and it's huge. And so think of that, you're stretching that energy out is so important, because it's able, you're allowing yourself, and again, going to that male side of the family, when I see those and shake, like those bracelets that weigh you down, that's huge, because the right side is the male side, that's the get up and go side, is the assertive side. So you're releasing that on an energetic level, which is, it goes down to the physical level, and then you just go straight out as far as your stage. And also, it's interesting, did you ever channel, because I heard she's a channel, did you ever channel or try to channel before?
I feel like that's something's trying to come through me, but
exactly. It's
a little weird for me.
Yes, that's what. All right, think that this is where, first of all, spirit and teach and our guides are would never force on anything to us that we don't have to do anything, free will, that we don't want to do. Think of this whole expansion period, especially when they're pointing you. You could have even had. Did you have burning in September and October in that area? As that's like a hyper. Reflux, like a GERG kind of energy. That's that literal part opening into your energy field. So think that you're rebirthing within your energy grid to open up to be a channel. And as far as the whole shackle part, as far as the bracelets that keep you feel down, that keeps you down, is the part that can make it feel weird or your energy split. So what does this mean? Am I going to be a weirdo? Am I going to get kicked out? Is the tribe going to abandon me? And also, it would have a charge of feeling very expanded when you channel, and then you're going back into your body, it feels very small when you go back into it. So just think of allowing is the biggest word for you, Susan, just allowing the energy to happen, and again, knowing that that you have free will, that you don't have to channel if you don't want to, but part of this is it's going to seem very natural for you. Be around supportive people that are going to encourage you to do this, and then it's like old hat to you. It's like the energy field is aligning for you just to step into this channeling part. And also, again, part of the messages that you have to give are very important for people to hear at this time. So it's going to seem old hat. You've been doing this in other lifetimes before, and so it's a really wonderful time for you to rub your stomach when you're feeling that pressure, because that's going to open up that place. And as soon as you start doing it, you'll feel like I keep on seeing a fish in water. Trust, it's all about trust and trusting that spirit and creator doesn't lead us down the wrong way to have us fall on our face. And so part of this is learning, again, generational patterns of trusting that this is part of your life purpose, and it's going to open up doors beyond your wildest dreams.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, and
thank
you for the work that you do.
Thank you. Thank you for the work that you do.
Exactly. And thanks for listening to the show. We're a fabulous, fabulous show, Carrie. I want to make sure that folks have your website and that they know that they can have, they can contact you, they can connect with you, they can get extended readings with you. So let's make sure they know about that right now.
And my website is, Carrie O'Connor, www.carrieoconnor.com, and my email address is union1111@yahoo.com.
Okay. And again, I want to mention CarrieO'Connor.com. We may have time for another reading, so I want to encourage folks to give us a shout here at BBS, and we'll see if we can get you in. I also want to let you know that Carrie will be featured on our show several other times, so if you're part of our newsletter or Carrie's newsletter, it would be a great way for you to find out when she's going to be on air again, when she's going to be doing workshops in your area. There's a lot of information on her website, CarrieO'Connor.com, OCONNOR.com, and check it out. The number right here on BBS, we'll be able to take, I believe, one more call, 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227. Give us a call. Carrie, isn't the energy amazing?
Yes, I love it. It's amazing. It is revitalizing. It's crystalline. I love seeing this very light blue crystal energy. It's amazing.
And, you know, you must get to connect with so many people in the work that you do. And I've listened to you quite a bit. As a matter of fact, you know, I'm actually rethinking when you're going to be joining us on in my daytime show. I'm actually rethinking this, that we're going to have to go to 2 hours here. This may be a wonderful thing to think about. I'm going to check with Bobby and see if we can schedule that.
Wonderful.
You know, as you've listened to so many people and you connect with so many people, do you have a global assessment that we can talk about as we wind down today's show?
Mm-hmm. As far as the global message part, I'm sorry, was it global?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the global message.
Exactly. Thank you for letting me speak about that, because I'm passionate about that. We're really, the guides, as I call them, the 12-12 Council, has told me that last year, 206 was a real soul retrieval. So think that we've been able to take the energy in to really release some real deep cellular stuff of that, or ancient stuff. This year is all about relationship, and this whole 2 years is about really an opportunity to see us in relationships, that's personal relationship, but also, Pat, us as a one world, one heart relationship. That part of the illusion of separation is being, the veil is getting thinner. We're really being asked to take responsibility to see ourselves as who we are. We're angels having a human experience, not the other way around. And with that goes into the whole part of one world, one heart, that we are, that we're all in here together to encourage each other's evolving. We're evolving at such an accelerated rate, and this is the more the global consciousness washes with the energy, releases from fears, don't sabotage himself, and trust and help each other out, the more that the people will release from old woundology, the more we are anchoring in a peace on earth, a heaven on earth. It's been prophesied for thousands and thousands of years from all different traditions. It is, we are in the middle of it now. It's not happening later in 2012. We're right in the thick of it right now as far as releasing, and then again comes this peace on earth. And so sometimes beforehand it could seem chaotic, and it can seem like, think of when you're cleaning a room, you're getting the dust up, and there's a, it can seem like a kind of chaotic energy, but light is always what we're from. We're all pieces of God, and so that always comes through, the light-filled, loved-filled messages we're getting from Spirit, and that's what we're entering in, that peace on earth. It's a wonderful, we pick to be alive right now, and it's the most exciting time to be alive.
I'm totally there with you. I'm totally there with you. Now, I'm wondering if we have a caller on the line. Do we have someone on the line to join us right now?
Yes, this is Linda.
Hey, Linda, welcome to the show. Let me introduce you to my friend, Carrie O'Connor.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I
sort of have a question, but I'm not sure how to ask the question. And you're talking about the energy and things that are going on. And I have a niece that is challenging me right now. And I wondered if there's anything that within me that I could do differently with her.
Okay. And you said a niece, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Because she comes in very much like daughter energy to you. And also, there's, what's the 13th around her? 13. How old is she right now?
She's 18.
Okay. Go back to when she was, I want you to review later I as far as your guides, and this as far as mom's energy, as far as mother, grandmother coming in, as far as the female support, is going back to in your history of when she was 13 years old, there was a real turning point with her, and I'm seeing her taking a turn for the left. So think of her third chakra took a hit when she was 13 years old, and there's a part where right now she's recovering from it, and so think of part of her feeling like she has sea legs, and also there's a real karmic relationship with her, but where you've been mother and daughter. There's a part where is there a part where she's in and around where, this is what I'm getting as far as there's a mother, it's like a raising, there's almost like she's more than a niece, she's like a daughter, but also there's a part where they're recognizing what I see, sandpaper. Think of, Linda, as you're expanding your energy, like a 100-watt light bulb, and when somebody is going through sea legs and that like they're feeling off balance, that there could be resistance. When I see, again, sandpaper represents to me in her hand, her left hand is like, to talk to the hand, I'm kind of putting my energy over, I don't want to listen right now, and it's more than hormones. Part of your niece comes in with a very high-frequency energy, and again, I keep on going back to 13 years old, and so they want you to think of that. The best thing that you can do is think her up, is what I always think. Think of as you are expanding your energy and letting your heart talk to her energetically, talk to her heart to heart, and sometimes it's without words. You're just speaking from your heart, visualize a tube making a bridge to your seventh chakra, to her seventh chakra at the top of the head, and that it goes beyond words. It's a love language that we all hear. I have a 15-year-old daughter. I do it all the time. All of a sudden, she forgets what she's charged up about because it's a language that goes to, it's love, and so it goes beyond any kind of ego or any kind of resistance, and so that's the best thing that you could do for her right now. And also I'm seeing that there's a part of her that she's going around, she feels like there's a learning curve, and I'm seeing she's like feels like she's starting with a stalled engine, so there's a part where she could be really, still waters run deep with her. She's also very sensitive to energy. She's like a psychic sponge, so part of her doesn't know what's her stuff and everybody else's stuff, so sending her a bubble of light would be a wonderful thing too, because it will be able to have her separate what is her energy and what is other people's energy. So all of those things are proactive steps that you could do to help her as she's going through the getting of her legs feeling this strong, solid base. And that also helps you too.
Okay.
And Linda, Carrie asked you about the relationship with your niece. Are you a caretaker?
Yes, she's living with us right now.
Yeah.
With my mother
right.
and my sister and I.
Okay,
that's
great.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. That was
you're welcome.
That was very helpful.
Okay.
Thank you.
Always think the kids up. I connect with my children all the time. When you connect with them, seventh chakra to seventh chakra, it goes beyond any ego pad. It's a wonderful thing. It's like it's a love. It's a language that it has no words, but it's a frequency. And so you're loving, sending them a highest love, and you're thinking them up, and it literally has an electromagnetic pull that makes them want to feel to go up into that level of feeling. I call it the fourth elevator of more love, more happiness, more peace, more groundedness, and especially if somebody's sensitive like Linda's niece.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Linda.
Thank you
so much. Carrie, thank you so much for joining the show today. It was a fabulous, fabulous show. And I want to mention to everyone Carrie's website again. Check it out. Carrie will connect with you personally. Consider all of the wonderful things she does and all of the services she provides. The website, carrieoconnor.com. And you can look forward to seeing her again on the Dr. Pat Show. Carrie, thank you again so much for all that you are and all that you do.
Thank you. And thank you for all you do. You're a wonderful light, and you're such a forerunner energy. God bless you.
God bless everyone tonight. Thank you so much. And their people must be planning to call. I think people are still trying to call in. That, you know, they're now calling my direct line, and all of my phones are jumping over. Okay. All right. I love it when we shake it up here on air. Carrie O'Connor, special guest today. Check out our website. All of my friends at PBS Radio, thank you so much for making this happen. And for all of you listening, know that you are truly loved. Know that you are truly blessed. And that this is a magnificent journey, and each and every one of you contribute to it every minute of every day. I love you all. We'll see you next week right here on the Dr. Pat Show.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Carrie.